Hello, Gua Backstage. This is Venom Kitty. Venom Kitten? I can't even remember my own name. This is my first time answering a questionnaire on here, and I picked this one by Petal Baby. The first question is, what is my love language? I will have to say writing letters. I love writing little notes. Just something about that handwritten aspect. Little smiley faces and hearts. I have to capture those little moments on paper. I'll cook. For my significant other, or hug them from behind a lot. Yeah, I think, yeah, I'm not a sappy person usually, but I do like writing my little notes with a little heart at the end. All right. Number two is, how and when did I discover my favorite kink? The internet. When I turned around 14 or 15, I discovered this magical thing called the clitoris. Great, thank God, son. Thank you, good Lord, for that. In doing so, I think I went to a website called girl.com, GURL.com, and girls were posting different ways they would get off, or stuff about handcuffs, and just stuff I've never even thought of. And thinking back on it now is just people would write stories about sexy vampires. This is before the Twilight thing, I think. But people would write stories about sexy vampires, and I think that planted the seed that is liking one person being in so much power over another. Where am I answering this questionnaire? I don't know if you can hear a little drip, drip, drop in the background. But my computer desk is right next to the kitchen. And I like to record when I'm home alone, because I get distracted easily, so. Home alone, next to the kitchen, on my computer desk. That's where I am recording this. Okay. Next one is, what is my favorite kind of soup? Oh, I love every soup. I don't discriminate soup. I've never met a soup I didn't like. Chicken and dumplings. Wonton soup. Oh gosh, I love every soup. I can't even think of a soup I don't like. Yeah, I love soup. Potato soup. Ooh, potato soup. Oh God. Any soup with sausage? Oh, I love fucking love sausage. I'm hungry. All right. How do I pronounce the following words? Oh God. Okay, I got this. Caramel. Data. Route. Pecan. Wait. No, it's pecan. Pecan. I said pecan first. I'm stuck with it. Pecan. Aunt. Envelope. Pajamas. And crayon. Next question is, would I have sex with an identical twin version of myself. Yes. Yes. Oh God. Yes. Yes, I would. I know exactly what to do. I know where all what buttons to press. I'm used to what I smell like. I'm used to what I look like. I've thought about this plenty of times before, and the answer is always yes. When can I do this? I would love to do this as soon as science has made it possible. Okay. Say my partner or SO is well-versed in a certain subject, and I find that knowledge to be sexy. What would the subject be? Probably food. A man that knows what ingredients go together to just take, I don't know, an orange and a cup of milk and turn that shit into like the best fucking orange ice cream, sorbet, whatever. Like, that's the fucking amazing. And I would be attached to this person from behind, watching them do magic with food ingredients. Oh my God. I loved watching Chopped for that reason. Chopped, Food Network, all that good stuff. Yeah, definitely food. Dating wise, how old is too old for me, and how young is too young? I am 27 years old. I don't think I can date anyone younger than 20. Under 20, I remember being 18, 19, and I was a fucking idiot. I'm sure there's plenty of people under 20 that are not idiots. But I was one. I was on the idiot crowd. But yeah, I think I can't. I don't think I could date anyone younger than 20. How old is too old for me? I think anywhere over 45 years old is a little too old for me. Was that 20? I don't know, 20 years? I don't think I can date anyone older than 20 years older than me. I feel like that gap, that's too big of a gap, I think. I'm still learning. And I don't know. I think that's my answer. I don't think I can date anyone younger than 20 as a 27-year-old, and I don't think I can date anyone older than 45. All right. Has anyone ever told you sound like someone else? Celebrity, cartoon, or anyone else? No, not really. No one's ever said anything to me. I don't think I sound like anything. Like anyone, I sound like me. How old do I think my listeners think I am? Well, I already said I was 27. I don't know how much older or younger than that I sound. I'm really terrible at evaluating my own voice. So I don't know. Okay, next is, am I a picky eater? What will I absolutely not eat? And is there a food I like that most people don't? Let me answer that question with another question. Do you, listener, whoever's listening to this, you, talking to you, do you like chocolate mint ice cream? You do? Have you tried eating toothpaste? What's the difference? You might as well just eat toothpaste. I absolutely, why do people do this? Why do you mix mint? That is a mouthwash flavor. That is a gum flavor. Why do you put that in chocolate and in ice cream? And that is a Christmas candle scent. Please don't. Oh my God. Oh my God, don't get me started on this, please. Oh my God. Anyway. organ food, or like liver. Greatly dislike liver. It smells like shit. Tastes like shit. Feels like shit in my mouth. It's grainy and gross. Other than that, I don't. Oh, raw carrots. I can't eat raw carrots. When I was a kid, I was sleeping over at my cousin's house, and she handed me something which I thought was a cookie. I don't know why I thought it was a cookie. I thought it was like a Milano cookie or something. But she was actually handing me a carrot stick, and I bit into it, and it was the most horrible experience I've ever had because I was expecting a fucking crumbly cookie, and it was a fucking carrot, and it was horrible. And after that, I cannot eat a raw carrot. If it's soft in a soup, like in a soup, that's fine. I would eat that carrot, but not a raw carrot. I'm very sorry. I cannot get over that. All right. Is there a certain country, culture, or time period I'm fixated on and would like to learn more about? I love Japan. I love Japan a lot. I think it's very interesting. The art, culture, all of that stuff is really cool. Italy is another one. I would love to learn Italian. But it's hard. It's hard learning another language. But yeah, I think my answer to that would be Italy and Japan, especially Japan. I love the anime and the culture and the art and the swords and the bonsai and all that cool stuff. Okay. Can I comfortably go the rest of my life without falling in love? Oh God, we're getting deep now. Oh God, this is not about soup anymore. I don't even know if I could. I get attached to people really easily, but is that love? I get attached to people. I don't think I can live my life without getting attached to someone. In an affectionate way. I don't know if that's love. Fuck, this is a hard question. Oh my God, why are you doing this? Comfortably go the rest of my life without falling in love. I keep wanting to say yes, but I think the answer is no. I think my real answer is no, I can't. I get too close to people, and what happens happens. Gosh, this questionnaire got hard all of a sudden. Okay. Next one is, do I prefer blue skies or gray skies? See, I like this question. See, this is a good question. I like gray skies because I really love the rain. I love the rain. I love how everything gets a little dimmer. Everything is just a little bit more quiet, and so everyone's not wanting to be out because it'll rain and they don't want to be caught in the rain. I have a lot of fond memories of getting my clothes wet in the rain and walking on puddles and stepping in mud. So definitely gray skies. I like gray skies a lot more. And I don't like the sun because I am a little bit paranoid about the cancerous rays of the sun. All right, what were my favorite shows as a child? My grandma used to record cartoons for me for when I visited her on the VHS, and I loved anything with Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny, Tiny Toons. I loved Barney. I actually liked Barney, because those kids were having a blast, and I was like, "Fuck, where can I go to meet a fucking purple dinosaur and have fun, and do crafts and shit?" I think those are the biggest ones. Bugs Bunny. Oh, Tom and Jerry. I love Tom and Jerry. Tom and Jerry, Bugs Bunny, Barney. Okay. What is my favorite protein? Oh gosh, I love meat. Phrasing. I love meat of all kinds. Oh my god, I can't pick one. If I had to pick one, I guess I'll pick steak. But I absolutely love chicken, shrimp, fish. I love all meat. Back to the previous question about what I want my SO to be, a chef, fucking chef. Yes, feed me all the meats, feed me all the proteins, please. Okay, next question is, am I interested in true crime? You mean like Forensic Files and stuff like that? Yes, very interested. In fact, every time I watch Forensic Files, First 48, shows like that, I wanna be cool like that and find the clue that finds the murderer and you know, bring justice and all that. That is really cool. I do love I love crime shows. Does that count? I hope it counts because I am interested in that. What are my hard limits sexually? Okay. Poop. I don't. No matter what angle I look at it, I don't see poop in a sexual way. Sorry, poop lovers. Poop. Anything where I might miss a limb. I do like forceful things, and I don't mind getting hurt. But if it's to the point where I will need to go to the hospital due to injuries, that is a hard limit for me. Oh, excuse me. So I would have to say, poop. Hard limit is poop, and anything too gory, anything too. I don't want to lose a limb trying to get off with you. snuff. I'm not really. Come on. I want to keep living and keep doing the sexy stuff. I don't. Please don't kill me. Yeah, I think that's it. Death, poop, amputation. That's the main ones that I can think of. Do I like reality television? Not really. Not I honestly I don't really like I used to love television. I used to love those MTV shows. God, I forgot what they were called, but there was shows on MTV where guys would go into girls' rooms and like search their room to see if they would date her. Those were pretty fun. But reality TV shows now, it's really fucking boring. It's too overly dramatic just to be dramatic. It's not even like dramatic to be funny or entertaining. It's just dramatic to be dramatic, and it's too fake, and I don't know. I know a lot of stuff is fake, but it's just, I don't like it at all. It's not for me. What do I think of pegging? Ooh, I like this question. I think very good things about pegging. It is great. getting that role reversal thing, getting back there, giving him a taste of my own medicine. Perfect. Yes, I'm into this. How would I describe how adults ask each other out versus how kids do it? Oh man. Oh man. Adults overcomplicate it. We really do. I remember being a kid and then being so fucking anxious, trying to hand a piece of paper that says, "Do you like me? Y, Y, N." God, I wish it was like that. Now we've got to go through fucking loops. Some guys think that they should not text immediately. Some guys text immediately, and some girls don't know how to respond. Some guys don't know how to respond. Ghosting. Oh my fucking God. Let's go back to the YN, please. Do you like me? Yes, no, please. Let's go back to that. Okay, next question is, do you like raw onions on my food? Do I like raw onions in my food? Yes, I love onions. I'm not a picky eater at all. I love onions. Red onions, white onions, shallots. Oh God, yes. Love it all. Can I curl my pinky without moving my ring finger? Yeah. Does that mean my hand is like broken? Is it not supposed to do that? When sleeping next to a partner, do I prefer full-on cuddling, touching a little bit, or not touching at all? Sleeping next to my partner, he would get a leg thrown over him, an arm thrown over him, and if I could, probably the rest of me. Is that considered cuddling? Just throwing my arm and leg over. Yeah, so I guess the full-on cuddling. Do I shop at Costco or any membership-based shop? Huh. Is this a sponsored post? No, I do not. I can't justify paying to go inside of a store. That I don't like the thought of that. Even if, no matter how much cheaper it is, I don't want to pay to go in and buy something. Just fucking add it to the price of the items. Okay. What is a sexy scenario I fantasize about, but literally cannot happen for me in real life? Oh God. Literally cannot happen for me in real life. Right, this is gonna sound really stupid. Don't judge me. This is quad, damn it. We're not supposed to judge each other. But I have fantasized about being able to shrink guys and stick them in my underwear. So if there was a shrink ray, I would definitely do that and give a guy a trip of a lifetime. Okay. What is a fashion trend of my youth I find absolutely atrocious now? I want to say, kind of want to say bell bottoms, like baggy, super duper duper baggy jeans, or bell bottoms. Oh, let me think. I know there's a ton of shit. Huh. Those rubber sandals. You know what I'm talking about? Those gel sandals that are. I used to want one when I was a kid. Those gel sandals, I don't know what they're called. I used to want one, but thinking about it now, it's, that we were that was our We were getting so close to Crocs at that point. Yeah, I don't think rubber sandals, gel sandals, and bell bottoms probably. There's probably more, but I stopped thinking about, like, after 10 years, I stopped thinking about the years before that. Okay, what is my favorite accent? And describe the quality of a voice that really draws me in. Oh, yes. I discovered this voice on GWA. He's got this sexy French accent. And I thought that that was just a stereotype, that girls like that French frou-frou stuff, and I was like, oh, that's so silly. The girls will be girls. But I listened to that and I was like, oh my God, please continue. Yes. Bonjour. German accents also. Oh my gosh. Probably any. I don't know. I like German accents. Italian, German, French. Ooh, I have a Swedish friend that talks really cute. Oh my gosh, he talks really cute. And the quality of voice that really draws me in is, gosh, I love deep, I love deep, grumbly voices. Oh my God. Even if it's a female voice. I consider myself mostly straight, but I'll stray for I'll stray. I don't mind straying for a pretty lady with a nice sultry deep voice. But I love men's grumbly growly voices. Just something about it is just, oh God, I can't explain it. Ooh, all right. I need to fan myself. Do I keep things formal between me and my listeners? Thanking them, simply thanking them, or do I flirt back sometimes? I am a huge flirter. I thank them too. I thank and then I flirt, I guess. I don't know. It's fun to flirt. Come on. I'm not a professional, formal person, I don't think. Very informal. I will flirt. I will heart emoji you. I will laugh cry emoji you. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't laugh cry emoji. I'll heart emoji you though. Do I mind receiving pet names from strangers? Ooh, I love it. Yeah, any pet names. I think they're really cute. No matter what it is, even if it's a stupid pet name. In fact, growing up, my mom used to call me Booby. I was okay with that. I was okay with that. Eat that. Jeez. Don't call me Booby, please. Don't do that, the way. Okay. What are some facial features a person can have that I would find exceptionally striking? Nice eyebrows. Nice chin. Very strong chin and eyebrows. Oh my gosh. I love scruffy faces. I love masculine scruffy faces. Oh gosh. Oh, I love long hair on guys too. Oh my God. Is that a facial? No, that's not a facial thing. Nice scruffy faces. Oh, the birthmarks are cute too. I like birthmarks or any scars, birthmarks. I don't know if that's weird or not, but I think those make people look so interesting, and I become really fascinated. But yeah, nice scruffy masculine faces. Very love bushy eyebrows. Oh my God. Oh my God. Can I count how many sexual partners I've had on all my fingers? Yes. Two. I'm not, I mean, whatever, it's, don't judge my number. The first one, I don't even know if it counted. I'm gonna count it. First one, I'll count. It was just like triumphing. I was not attached to this person in any way. So I don't know why that was happening. But that happened. Oh man, that doesn't count, does it? Kind of counts. One and a half. The second one is someone I've known for years and years and years, 10 years, 10 years plus. That's my number, two. Well, no, one and a half. Sorry. Have I spoken to my favorite poster on GWA already? Oh my God, yes. Yes, and he responded. They all did. I have multiple favorite posters. And that favorite, my list of favorite posters grows every day. I search by new. I always filter by new. And I click on all these sexy guys that talk so nice, talk so grumbly and growly and amazing. And I try to talk to them, and a lot of them have responded back. And I've made great friends like this already. But yeah, I'm so excited. They actually responded back. This is actually a really cool community. I was not expecting that, since I'm sure they get so many fangirls PMing them about the state of affairs in their underwear. So yeah, I have. And they have responded, and that's so cool. So fucking cool. Oh, that's the last question. That was a lot of fun. Thank you. Thank you, Petal Baby. I hope that was okay. Maybe I rambled. I don't know. See you guys later. Thank you.